Now, the Gaiety Panto is celebrating 150 years this year. It's Cinderella. And it is everything you'd expect from a panto: music, dancing, comedy and calamity, with jokes only the grown-ups will get, and farts and smelly feet jokes for the entire audience to enjoy. It's still being pestered by... Cinderella is still being pestered by her two ugly sisters, Melody and Harmony. And I'm slightly nervous to say they both join me in studio this afternoon. Aisling Breen is Harmony and Lindsay Cope is Melody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, we were there the other night, Wednesday night, opening night, and ye two are brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you stole the show.
Oh, you did.
We'll take that.
I wanted it. At one stage, my wife turned to me and she says, I can't take my eyes off the ugly sisters. And poor Cinderella and Prince Charming and Buttons, they were all great as well.
But yeah. Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So is this a dream come true, Aisling?
Oh, absolutely. It is absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Ever since I heard it was going to be Cinderella, we've been kind of manifesting this since last year. We were in the show last year and... We even had a picture of Patsy and Eddie up on our dressing room tour, didn't we?
Yeah.
Patsy and Eddie from Absolutely Fabulous.
So that's kind of our, that's what people refer to when they take pictures of us in our real life.
Are you friends for...
We're best friends,
that's why, that makes complete sense now.
We're very in sync in real life.
Yes.
Yeah. So we often like say the same things at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was rehearsed, That was rehearsed.
No. Well, we started in the Gaiety together as dancers.
Yeah.
So we met there, and this is most certainly one of the biggest dreams come true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you have to audition as a pair, or what way did it happen?
Well, we read a few scripts together so that they could see that the chemistry was there.
Where we're working together, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Luckily, we have that chemistry already.
Yeah.
Which is great, a bonus.
Yeah, but would it have been such a big role, they did have to make sure that we gelled on stage as well as we do off stage.
Yeah.
So we were lucky. So when we got the call, there were tears.
Yeah.
Major tears of joy.
Yeah. Of joy.
The standard... for pantos has just gone up and up and up.
Oh, really has. Yeah.
It's a spectacle. Yeah.
It's just highly recommended from here. Very funny. Loads of great songs.
The music is brilliant.
Yeah. So good.
That's one of the things that we look forward to hearing the most. It's like, what's our number? What's our number? What's our number? And when we heard Lady Marmalade, like, we were floored. Yeah.
Sing, does somebody do Single Ladies as well? That's not your
we
one.
Come down to a
we
bit
come
of,
down to it to yes. a to a little ditty of it, but no, Lady Marmalade, our own version of Lady Marmalade is what
alternate lyrics.
Yeah, I was listening to that and I thought, are they really singing that?
Yes,
we love it.
That's definitely for the mammies and daddies.
Oh, 100%
for sure.
Yeah.
And luckily, we weren't asked what are they singing about.
No, you have to come see it.
You have to come and see it. Now it's harmless enough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you both have been in loads of different things over the years. Aisling, give us just a quick list of things you've been in.
I did Tinder, the musical comedy. Right. I did Menopause, the musical. I was the resident director on that. I was in Fair City many moons ago in a girl band called Supernova. Uh-huh. And lots of stuff at the Gaiety, of course. Yeah, lots of pantomimes. Yeah.
Like Aisling, I've done many shows. I've also been in the Eurovision for Ireland in 2005 with Don and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
recognising now.
Yeah.
That was
one of the best gigs I've ever done.
Where was that?
Kiev.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
That was brilliant. We were over there.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. It was just after the Orange Revolution, wasn't it? It was a mad time to be in Ukraine.
Well, it was fabulous over there. We had a ball.
Yeah.
And then I did Daniel O'Donnell tour. I was his dance partner for his tour, which was brilliant as well. So totally different to anything that I've ever done before. And then a lot of theatre. Played a lot in Cork Opera House as well, alongside Aisling.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Gaiety. The Gaiety kind of has our hearts, though.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's no ordinary panto.
No, it's definitely not.
Is the rivalry between the pantos, like, are we going to get flack now because they had the 2E on? Will there be protests outside?
I hope not.
I think there's plenty of room for all the different pantomimes.
Yeah, I think everyone has their own thing going on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've a lot of friends in a lot of the shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we do.
Majority of the time, I mean, our schedule is probably the most difficult one.
Yeah. Tell us about the schedule.
Oh, it's like 98 shows, yeah. I think.
98?
Yeah, is it 98 this year?
My, I'm tired even thinking about it.
Oh, like we're all in bits by the end of it.
Yeah.
In bits.
Yeah.
It's like
it's because it's a workout every night.
Every day, yeah.
Well, it's two shows a day.
So yeah.
We look great though in January. Yeah, January. We have our summer bods in winter.
Do you take a holiday then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be going away somewhere nice.
Do you know Darren who directs it?
Yeah.
A few years ago, a long time ago, they used to do this thing. The opening night was for charity. And whatever charity was, I was attached to it at the time.
Okay, yeah.
And part of the thing was, would you get your ambassador to come and be in the panto?
Oh, yeah.
So the first year I went along was brilliant. Darren wasn't that busy. He gave me lines. It was all really well choreographed. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah. Right? The kids were there. Second year, Darren was a little bit busier. You know, and it wasn't the way it happens.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm out there and next thing, I'm on my own.
I know.
On the stage.
Oh, no.
On my own, on the Gaiety stage.
I know.
In front of a full house.
I know. Yeah.
What did I do? What would you do?
Wing it. Go with it. Make it work.
I did a cartwheel.
That was the cartwheel.
Well, look, we have to say, Ray, we were there and you didn't just do a cartwheel. There was definitely a few dance moves thrown in there as well. I'm nearly sure you were a pirate, Ray.
You were a pirate. We know fully
myself
well.
Myself and Lindsay were dancers.
Oh, were you? Oh, God, we remember. Oh, yeah.
We do remember it well.
My poor daughter is still traumatised. Why did you do the cartwheel, Daddy? What?
We have to get you back. What's
the thing? Oh, yeah, you know well, I don't know.
We could get a third sister in, maybe.
Just the level. It's such a huge production.
Yeah.
Such a
brilliant production. Yeah. No, it really is.
Live orchestra.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're so lucky to have the live orchestra. And actually, one of our favourite days when we do go in is when they do a sits probe before we start all the main technical run. But hearing a live band,
there's just nothing like it.
And especially actually after COVID, when we heard them for the first time, like there was just tears all around.
Yes.
It was the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a catchphrase, the two of you, or no?
Have a catchphrase?
Is there one? Come on. Is there a come on?
No.
I'm just wondering. Really. No, I'm not saying you have to have one. I was just wondering, did you have one?
Oh, God, no. We're on the spot now.
Are we on stage or off?
So you've done a show already today.
Yes,
we have.
Yeah.
And you're going back in now to do a second.
We're going back in now.
Full house.
And we're doing a boxing match rehearsal before we go back.
We box each other.
Yeah.
That was a little bit off. I didn't
want
to say.
All right, Ray. Well, my glove broke.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So we were
winging it.
But you made the best of it. It looked funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, we're going to make it work. It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be amazing.
Cinderella in the Gaiety, and they're doing the venue proud, celebrating 150 years of the Gaiety Panto. Lindsay Cope, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
Ashley
for
Green, thank you.
Us.
The Ugly Sisters. That's it from us. Cormac's on Drive Time. We are back on Monday. Have a brilliant weekend. Good luck. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.